Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard. Was hard, but not anymore, thanks to WonderSuite from Bluehost. Answer a few questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make...
Hello there, wonderful listeners. Welcome back to another episode of JoJo's Empowering Journey Podcast. I'm your host, JoJo, and I'm beyond thrilled to have an incredible guest with us today. We have Marlene Sharp. She is a creative, business-savvy, entertainment multi-hyphenate who is originally from New Orleans, but is now a San Fernando Valley girl. Marlene is the head of Pink Poodle Productions and is head of IP strategy and acquisitions for Rainshine Entertainment. Formerly as a producer, TV series at Saga of America, Marlene worked on Cartoon Network series Sonic Boom. She also consulted on the Sonic the Hedgehog feature film in 2020. Let's welcome Marlene Sharp to the podcast.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard. Was hard, but not anymore, thanks to WonderSuite from Bluehost. Answer a few questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make...
Yes. Hello, Marlene. How are you?
Hi, JoJo. I'm fine. How are you? Well, I guess you're getting over being sick. Sorry to hear that.
It's okay. Hopefully I get better. I took a Claritin Clear. Hopefully that'll fix it all up. Marlene, your journey in the entertainment industry has been nothing short of inspiring. Let's start from the beginning. What sparked your passion for acting, and how did you navigate the early challenges in your career?
I'm not really sure how the interest started, but it definitely started early. I think I might have been born this way. But my mother took me to children's theater when I was just a toddler, and I really bought into it. The reality that was created on the stage, it was just so captivating. And I wanted to do that as soon as I was aware of what was going on in front of me. So started. But I grew up in New Orleans, and at that time, there wasn't a lot of show business happening there, nor did I come from a show business family. So I was a bit of an odd duck. And I tried to pursue it as much as I could. My parents weren't thrilled, and they didn't really know what to do with me. But I started from a young age checking out books from the library on how to get your kid into show business and stuff like that. And I would instruct my parents that I needed an agent and I needed these lessons and whatever. So that's how it started, and then I guess it only got worse from there. Here I am, years later.
That determination is truly commendable. I'm sure our listeners, especially those aspiring to break into the industry, will find your journey incredibly motivating. Now, you've played a variety of roles throughout your career. Can you share a role or project that has had a significant impact on you personally, and why?
Oh, yes. Well, I have, in addition to working behind the scenes, I've also had a career as an actor, and that was my original dream. And one of the best paid experiences, or paid and otherwise, it is one of the best experiences of my life, was being on a very short-lived NBC sitcom called Come to Papa. And I was on a couple of episodes, which was actually half of the life of the show. It only lasted for 4 episodes. So I was on 2 out of 4. But the cast was phenomenal. Steve Carell was one of the regulars. And it was right before he started on The Office. In fact, he had done his contract for The Office when we were shooting Come to Papa. That's the name of the show. And so, some of the other regulars had already signed a contract for other projects, but the show had a weird trajectory. And we were filming episodes when we knew that the show couldn't continue because of a shakeup at NBC and various other things. And so we were just filming these episodes to burn off a contract. Basically, well, we did the pilot. It was all high hopes and sunshine and rainbows. And then we didn't even film the other episodes until over a year later. It was very weird. So when you say a big break or something like that, my experience in the business is that there are lots of breaks, and maybe there are big and small breaks, but there's not really an upward path necessarily. It's kind of up and down.
Right.
So, but that was a great experience. I got to work with people who had directed on Seinfeld and Friends, really sitcom classics. And actually, Jerry Seinfeld was a consultant on the show. I didn't get to meet him, but we heard about him, so that was cool.
But, yeah, that sounds like it.
Yeah, that was really neat. And so that was probably the biggest, best experience of my acting career. And actually, the rest of my career, too. I loved it. It was great. I had my own trailer, and life was good for a couple weeks.
Wow, that sounds like a transformative experience. It's incredible how.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard. Was hard, but not anymore, thanks to WonderSuite from Bluehost. Answer a few questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make
how art can push us to grow on a personal level. Now, I know you're also passionate about empowering women in the industry. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I'm very active in women in animation, for example. And and then I have another networking group that I'm a part of called Greenlight Women. And Greenlight Women is specifically tailored toward the experience of women over a certain age. We won't say what that age is, but it's for combating ageism, especially ageism toward women in the business.
Oh, wow.
Nice. And then I have 2 nieces who are teenagers, but that makes me even more passionate about women in the business, because I don't know if they will go into entertainment as a career, but I want to make things better for them. So,
right.
Yeah.
How do you think we can create a more inclusive and supportive environment for female voices in the entertainment industry?
In my opinion, I think women oftentimes have trouble supporting each other. There's a cattiness that sadly is maybe it's part of female human nature. I don't know. I grew up around a lot of women. I went to an all girls high school, and I wish that it was more of a sense of like the bro mentality, where there's that bro bonding, and it seems to not. I think because women are emotional and also thoughtful, and they consider things very carefully, they're very cautious about who they bond with and why. But that sometimes we can let that get in our way, and
sure.
When it feels like there's only a few opportunities for a select group, then people get even more precious about saving those things for themselves. So I think we could support each other more and better.
Absolutely. Every journey has its ups and downs. Can you talk about some of the challenges that you faced early in your career and how you overcame them?
Every day is a challenge, every single day. And then that's been a constant process of discovery and reinvention and just motivation. I have a feeling that even, well, I'll tell you what, there was a book that I read during the pandemic, and I can't remember the title, but half of the book was the life story of Carrie Fisher, and the other half was Debbie Reynolds. And it was eye-opening to me to read that neither of them felt particularly successful in their lives. And I mean, you know, they're like the biggest stars on the planet.
Right.
I would consider them role models in every sense, trailblazers, role models, and so forth. And they struggled with insecurity, financial as well as emotional. They both had experiences of abuse and various forms of mistreatment in the business and out. And I was like, I thought if this happened to these two remarkable women, then surely it's happening to everybody.
Right.
And it's going to happen. It's going to be a lifelong challenge. So so I certainly have struggled with self-esteem, because I always feel like my self-esteem is tied to how I'm doing in my career, if I'm employed, if I'm making enough money, and so forth. And that, I'm certainly not advocating that as a way to live,
right?
Something that I struggle with, and reading other people's stories like that is somewhat comforting. And to know that I don't think you, like I said, you can get two more famous and successful people than that duo of Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds. And to know that they struggled with the same things, then it makes you realize that you're not alone.
Absolutely. What fuels your passion for acting? Are there specific moments or experiences that solidified your love for the craft?
I love to tell stories, and I love to pretend. I love to pretend that I'm somebody else and that I can live in somebody else's brain for a while. Mm-hmm. So I like creating characters and also creating things with meaning that hopefully can, at the very least, entertain other people and make them forget their for a while, but maybe through shared experiences, maybe the world is slightly better, or at least easier to live in for a little bit.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say is, you know, acting often involves diving into different characters. And how has portraying these certain roles impacted your personal growth or understanding of yourselves?
I don't know. I guess maybe I try not to take myself too seriously, but it's a struggle. But I do try. But I always found a lot of comfort in playing with dolls and toys. And especially Barbies growing up. And I still have most of my childhood Barbies. And
wow.
And it's delightful to see that Barbie has really made a comeback this year. That's awesome. But I never abandoned her. I've I've been just as enthusiastic. All
the Black Rabbit when you were a kid.
Yes, I am just a giant girl baby. And I love dolls and stories. And actually, a good bit of my career has been spent working on merchandise-driven properties, although mostly for boys. I don't know, only probably because there are more of those kind of toy-driven properties for boys than there are for girls. But loving to tell stories and then also playing with toys has influenced my career, I guess, because I like it. I think it's when you
something wrong with that.
When you have a genuine passion for something, it shines through in your work.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Reflecting on your career, what are some of the most memorable moments that stand out to you, whether they may be on set or off set?
Well, I have crashed a lot of parties and events and things that where I was not, well, crashing, I guess that's what it means. You're not invited, so you go anyway. I was never the it girl who had the legit invitations to the popular groups. Gatherings or what have you. So one of the most memorable experiences is when my friend Daniel and I, we crashed an anniversary screening of MASH, the classic movie, the movie from the 60s or whatever. So there was a big, like, it was in L.A. That's where I live, in Los Angeles now. And so there was a big, my dog is very passionate. She loves this story, too. So you'll hear her in the background. Yes, Blanche, that's right. So we snuck into this screening. It was at L.A. County Museum of Art. And we just went to the front of the theater. We sat in the VIP section. And we were sitting next to people like Elliot Gould and, I don't know, the producers. And we saw the whole thing. We were there for the whole presentation. We saw the movie. And, all right, Blanche, that's enough. And then we went to the after party, which was at there was a courtyard nearby. We had a wonderful time, but we kept it on the down low. We didn't take any photos or anything like that. But this was back in the day when there are still DVDs and bonus material being made for like special editions. So we ended up, we were in the special features of the bonus edition of the DVD, like, because we were sitting right next to all the VIPs, and so we saw ourselves, that we showed up in a lot of spots. We weren't talking, I mean, we were talking, but it wasn't like anyone was interviewing us, but we still chuckle about that to this day, that it's like we're part of MASH history, and MASH is an iconic film, and of course, it inspired the TV series. But I still have some swag from that event. We got little MASH doodads. We got like a little dog tag necklace and some golf balls that had MASH anniversary screening on them and stuff like that. It was really fun. So I have to confess, I do like that feeling of getting away with something. In moderation. I don't think I would like to be put in jail, but I do like to sneak into things. I like to defy authority in my own.
Right. Many of our listeners are aspiring actors. What advice would you give to someone starting their journey in the entertainment industry?
It's like networking is pretty important, especially for acting, but I think for all careers, and try trying to cultivate a genuine curiosity for other people, both as character studies and also getting to know them for their careers and their achievements, and then trying to connect with them online. If you're not in LA, you can try to connect with them through social media and bring something valuable to the table. And JoJo, you are doing that by having this podcast and offering people an opportunity to interview. I mean, who doesn't like to talk about themselves on
right. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely opened up some doors, you know, for me as well. And it makes me feel really good. I'm about to start a new podcast. It's a video podcast. It's called The JoJo Show, which is going to come out on the 23rd of this month. And so I'm super excited about that. But I got to, Sean Cannon on my show not long ago. He's an actor from The Bold and the Beautiful, The Young and the Restless. And he was the Karate Kid on the original Part 3. So it was really, really cool, like, having him, getting to talk to him. And then I also am a guest speaker at an upcoming summit for Energy Magazine in California. So I'll be coming down to California in February 23rd to the 25th to be at the summit speaking for Energy Magazine. So
fantastic. Yeah, you're doing it. You're not waiting for somebody to give you permission or anything. You're just doing it. And I know it's not necessarily feasible for everybody, but there's something of value, I think, that everybody could bring
to right.
someone else's life. And even if it's just like, what I like to do is I write for various publications, but if I can't get things published, then I just post them on medium.com. And anybody can do that, and just open an account. It's free, and you can interview people and post the articles, and it doesn't take any special equipment or tech savvy, anything like that. And boy, you can really get to know people, and people appreciate it when they're recognized for their achievements. People like to be interviewed. So I was
yeah.
Those types of things. I mean, obviously studying the craft of acting and having opportunities to try out your skill set and showcasing yourself, that's important. But
yeah, for sure.
That's a given. The little extras that you can do to raise other people up and make them feel good, then they'll want to be around you and want to work with you.
Exactly. Beyond your career, how do you personally stay empowered and motivated? Are there any practices or mindsets that keep you going?
There's my dog, Blanche. My inspiration and my furry child. She turns 15 in a couple of weeks. So
once again, I want to.
She's been a part of my life for a really long time. But she's the only dog I've ever had, and she really has inspired me to meet more people. I've met so many more people because of her, and also just gotten to love and appreciate animals more so that it wasn't that I didn't love animals before. I just didn't grow up with them. My parents didn't want us to have pets. We had a bird of my brother and I. We had a parakeet for a few weeks, and then it seemed like that was causing my brother's allergies to go out of control, so we had to give it yeah. We had to rehome the bird, which was very sad. And so I was always kind of awkward around dogs, especially because I was timid. I was scared of them. And then 15 years ago, I think the thing was I really wanted a baby, but I didn't feel confident that I could do that on my own as a single woman. So I thought a dog would be a great compromise. That happened. So, and then the love affair began with my little angel, Blanche. So.
Aww. Can you give us a sneak peek into any upcoming projects or goals that you're excited about?
Yes. Well, in 2024, I am involved with the very first ever Autism and Entertainment Conference that is happening in Los Angeles on the 5th of April. And I've been working with the autism community here in LA for the last 3.5 years.
Good for you. Great.
Thank you. Yeah, it's very exciting to, first of all, to work with animators on the spectrum. That's how I started working with a school called the Center for Learning Unlimited that trains adults for careers in animation, adults on the spectrum. And so through that, we ended up starting an animation studio for the graduates of that program. And then through that, I got to know the organizers of this conference that they received a grant from the Department of Developmental Services. And Judy Utall, is shout out to Judy because she's the woman who started it all and got the grant. And it'll be at the Skirball Center on April 5th. And as far as we know, there's never been another one. And
I just had someone recently who has autism. His name is Sam Mitchell. He's a podcast. I guess one of the biggest autism awareness podcasts out there right now. And Sam Mitchell. It's called Autism Rocks and Rolls or something.
Okay.
It's something like that. But he wanted to be a part of my show, and he's like, well, maybe because you're different, because I'm transgender. So, you know, he came to me and asked me. He's just like, you know, since you know, maybe you know what it's like going through it being different. So, would you like to be a part of my show, and can I be a part of yours? I'm just like, you know, sure. So that's pretty exciting to have someone, you know, have someone who is autistic be on my show, because, you know, we want to spread, you know, spread love to everyone. You know what I'm saying? Spread love to what you are, no matter what race you come from, no matter what sexuality you are. We want to spread love to everyone, and that's where it starts.
I'm so glad for the recommendation. I'm gonna go check out his work later on today.
For sure. Okay, Marlene, if anyone else wants to know any more about you or your work, where could they go?
My website is pinkpoodleproductions.com. And I'm really active on LinkedIn. That's my favorite social platform because I've gotten so many jobs that way. So I have the usual accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, what have I missed? The usual suspects, but I'm really like a maniac on LinkedIn. So
LinkedIn. Okay.
Yeah, so you can find me there.
Well, Marlene, I want to thank you again for being a part of JoJo's Empowering Journey podcast today. Listeners, I want to thank all of you for listening in on my show. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe for sure. Also, go to my website at www.jojospodcastshows.com for all the upcoming special guests that I'll be having on my show. Again, I hope everyone has a wonderful day. And again, Marlene, thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, JoJo.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
What if you could have a career where the opportunities are as vast as our nation, where it's not about mission statements, but a shared mission? At U.S. Customs and Border Protection, we go beyond to protect more than borders. From ship to shore, air to ground, cities to local communities, CBP agents and officers are keeping people safe. Join U.S. Customs and Border Protection and go beyond for something far greater than yourself. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.